USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fonnie Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight last night, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail approximately an inch and a half in size. The Maui government is suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. A lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company inexcusably kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. At least 115 people were killed in the fires. Many are still missing. Baseball's Oakland Athletics owner John Fisher says the team has submitted its application to move its baseball franchise. It's now up to the baseball club owners to decide whether the A's will stay in Oakland or move to Las Vegas, Nevada. The three-man relocation committee will review the application and make a recommendation to the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and MLB's eight-man executive committee. Approval to move a team requires three-quarters vote of the 30 team owners. USA News.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows, on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be the headliner this morning at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. That's taking place in Wyoming. The annual gathering brings together central bankers and key financial officials from around the world. Powell is scheduled to speak about 10:05 Eastern Time. The world's biggest tech companies have to follow sweeping new European laws that take effect today. The European Union's Digital Services Act covers everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods in e-commerce. It applies to companies including Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Snapchat, and others. The law is aimed at concerns tech critics have raised in recent years, including the spread of misinformation and disinformation, potential harm to mental health, particularly to young people, a lack of transparency, and illegal or fake products on virtual marketplaces. China is banning all seafood imports from Japan after Tokyo started releasing treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean yesterday. Reports from the area say the water has been used to cool a nuclear reactor that melted down after the crippling 2011 earthquake and tsunami at the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan. Barbie is now this year's highest-grossing movie. Greta Gerwig's film has brought in over $575 million domestically, making it this year's champ in North America. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.